The Washington legislature is in special session right now, still wrangling over a budget, but lawmakers did manage to accomplish a few tasks during the regular session. In particular, they came up with a new system to regulate medical marijuana. Regulation of pot's a big issue in British Columbia, where pot dispensaries appear to be multiplying like rabbits. Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer back with us. Hey, Vaughn.
Hello, Marcy. You know, I told you last week that I didn't think there were a heck of a lot of these things in Victoria. I now see that the mayor of Victoria has told the local newspaper there are 18 businesses that are offering consulting advice on medical marijuana, an explosion here in the capital, and she's looking at the example of Vancouver and saying we may have to do exactly the same thing, which is to slap a big licensing fee on them and crack down on their location.
So, province-wide, who does regulate medical marijuana dispensaries?
Well, they're illegal.
Oh.
I mean, I shouldn't say that because it hasn't really been proven in court yet, but this is something that, you know, we kind of blundered into up here, which is the national government decided to legalize medical marijuana, but ferociously opposes decriminalizing recreational use. But the public and the authorities and everyone else kind of looking the other way, and what you've had is an explosion of quasi-legal dispensaries that offer advice, consulting advice, and if you've got a note from your doctor, we'll sell you the stuff. And let me tell you, there's a hell of a lot of people here in British Columbia that turn out to have medical conditions that require fairly substantial and regular ingestions of marijuana.
Well, this week, the BC Health Minister weighed in on. Yeah. I want to know what Terry Lake, the minister, had to say.
Well, he weighed in on the side of the government. So, I mean, the local governments, Vancouver and Victoria. And he's saying, look, you know, let's start off with the first comment on this. It's like we regulate the sale of alcohol. We regulate the sale of tobacco to minors. Why the hell wouldn't we at least have a licensing fee, some zoning regulations and so forth, to just curb the proliferation of these outlets? But the national government's going, no, it's our area, and we'll get around to it. It really is a jurisdictional mess. It's not the same one as occurred in the United States over whether or not states could get away with this when it's illegal under your national law. Mm-hmm. But it's similar to that. It's kind of a slow-motion legalization that's going on here, and it really isn't clear who is going to end up either putting a stop to this or whether the courts are just going to throw up their hands and say, no, you can't do that.
I understand that pot may be a wedge issue when it comes to national elections.
Oh, yeah. So let's see. Who have we got? Well, the national government is opposed to it, but turning a blind eye to medical marijuana and letting that go. Justin Trudeau is the leader of the Liberal Party, which is the third party in Canada at the moment, although he's sometimes running first in the polls. He favors basically decriminalization. So you've got, and the public mood, I think decriminalization probably represents majority opinion in Canada, but there still are concerns about dispensaries near schools, quantities, impaired driving, access by young people, that sort of thing. So there's still a lot of regulatory concern.
I'm talking pot politics with Vancouver Sun writer Vaughn Palmer. Joins us every Wednesday with news from Canada. I want to flip a second now from pot to something else. Many of our listeners, longtime listeners who've heard you, have heard you talk about the new Democratic Party, the NDP. We have heard you talk about NDP politicians in British Columbia, but apparently now Albertans have a new NDP premier. Tell us more about her.
Yeah, this is a scenario that I think most Canadians would have regarded as unthinkable and unlikely even 6 weeks ago. Alberta had a snap election this spring, four-week campaign, and the new premier of Alberta is a woman named Rachel Notley. She swept the province, and ejected from office a political party, the Progressive Conservatives, who had been in power in Alberta since year three of the first Richard Nixon administration.
Wow.
This is a party that had been in power. Most of the electorate in Alberta were not old enough to vote when the previous party in Alberta was defeated. So, and most of them couldn't even remember the name of it. So this was an earthquake politically. And as I said, this woman only took control of her party last December. The governing party was at 50% in the polls there when the campaign was called. And it's an incredible story. I'll give you a couple of other personal dimensions on this. The founder of the party in Alberta was her father. He was killed in a plane crash 30 years ago when she was 20 years old, and she came into politics. Very moving last night when she talked about her father, as you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that is just, I think, so dramatic about this is that the governing party there in Alberta, they weren't just defeated, they were relegated to third place. They lost 50 seats. So this is, as I say, a political earthquake.
Now, for those of us who aren't very conversant in Canadian politics, why is this such a big political deal?
Alberta is considered a fairly small-c conservative province, but a very rich one because of oil wealth. Notley, as her party's environment critic the last few years, has been sharply critical of the development of the Alberta oil sands, which is the mainstay of the provincial economy. She's been opposed to and not very supportive of a number of pipeline projects. So she's a pretty sharp critic of the province's major industry. And they are a party of the left. She ran on a promise to raise corporate taxes. She wants to tighten regulation on the oil and gas industry. And I noticed she said last night that the industry needs to face up to environmental concerns and stop giving the province a black eye. So this is a very dramatic change in a province that's never even come close to having a government of the left before.
Does it indicate anything about national politics in Canada?
Well, we've got a federal election this year, and the number two party in the Canadian Parliament is that same party, the New Democratic Party. So New Democrats are riding pretty high. I heard the NDP leader of BC, John Horgan, and he says, just wait 2 years to the next BC election. You're going to see this happening again. So it's a very high day for the party. Obviously, this is a tough time to be governing a province whose principal source of revenue is oil, given what's happened to oil prices.
Well, this is going to be fascinating to follow. Thanks so much, Vaughn.
Bye-bye, Marcy.
Vaughn Palmer is a columnist for the Vancouver, British Columbia Sun. He joins us every Wednesday on The Record with news from Canada.